This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado House Republicans want to hold an impeachment vote against Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Republicans have long been upset with the state's top elections official and her vocal opposition to former President Donald Trump. But the final straw for House Republicans was when she vocally supported the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to remove Trump from the GOP primary ballot. Representative Ryan Armagost is spearheading the impeachment effort.
She comes out with unfair and completely biased rhetoric in all of her press releases, her social media and everything else. And that's, in our opinion, not appropriate for that position.
With Democrats holding a near supermajority in the legislature, Armagost said he knows Griswold won't be impeached. For her part, Secretary Griswold has defended her actions and said, quote, "It's not partisan to stand up for democracy." I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A librarian has created a new collection about the practice of abortion in Colorado before Roe v. Wade ruling legalized it in 1973. Alex Hernandez at the Denver Public Library has been compiling every news story he could find since the mid-1800s about abortion. From the accounts, he's created a list of women who suffer from improperly performed or self-induced procedures.
And it seemed like the more they tried to tighten the regulations, the more women and girls died.
He documented cases of nearly 50 deaths. Snow continues to move into the Denver area as we speak. This is CPR News at 6:06.